Show, 760 WJR.
Yeah. Last year, though, it was kind of a man's world as we check in with the Emmy award-winning filmmaker who Keith Famey a year ago, almost to the date we were talking about that special that you were running on Channel 56 on PBS about how men age. Now, this afternoon, 2:30, you got this new 13-episode series called Embrace of Aging, the Female Perspective on Growing Old. And you talk to people like, well, take a look at this very quickly here. You're talking to different people, I think, around the country, talking with the women and getting, in, among other things, their definition of what it is.
Aging is hell because I could die or I could have all these bad things happen. But we've got technology and medical care that can help support getting us through these kinds of things. But the fundamentals, the being able to move, to walk, to think, to interact with others, that's really at the core for most people as they want a healthy, you know, live healthy into the future.
And Keith, I think that was a woman you may have met and talked with down in Florida, I want to say, as part of the special.
No, that's actually Dr. Sharon Hayes. She's the head of women heart care at the Mayo Clinic. She's considered kind of one of the heart gurus in America when it comes to women heart care and heart disease. So we were fortunate to have spent, you know, traversed the country from all over the United States as well as from Provence to Okinawa for features for, you know, individuals that are featured in this film. And, you know, it was wonderful talking to very courageous, very insightful women as they deal with the aging process, both from a medical standpoint, scientific standpoint, and of course, from an emotional and standpoint of just being friends and going through the process.
Did you find, and I mentioned a year ago, almost to the day, we were talking about that special you did on men and aging. Did you get the impression that women cared more about themselves, the aging process, than the men, and including Bo? Remember, you had Bo in that special that you ran last year as well, but did the women care more about aging?
I think that what I've learned is, and clearly, you know, as a guy going in and navigating through interviews with women about their personal lives, you have to be very humble, and you surely can't go in with the attitude that you know what you're talking about, because you don't as a guy. Okay, that's just a fact. By the way, this series is, I think, more important for guys to see than it is for women. Women will love it. They'll all walk away with it. But guys, it's a must-see, and you want to score big points on football day, shut the game off, spend a half hour on TV with your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, your wife. Big bonus points there. Go back to the game. It's only 30 minutes.
But wait, I got to tell you, 2:30 on Channel 56 today probably will be halftime at the Minnesota Lions game. So it might fit in very nicely there for both the husband and the wife, the significant others, to watch that together as you, over the 13 episodes, will zero in on, well, we were talking about October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You're doing that and menopause and heart disease and ovarian cancer and
loneliness. Girlfriends. And older women, younger men, and, you know, all in relationship issues between men and women as they grow older. And to answer your question, and you asked me, you know, how is it different than men, the series different from men, I think that women have this, they're far more proactive. I think they're kind of the pioneers of aging, if you will. Guys start thinking about aging, they're in their 40s, 45, clearly. 50, they're like, oh my gosh, I am definitely getting older. There's more time behind me than in front of me. But women, I think, start thinking about it really insightfully in their 30s, and they really start planning for it proactively. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I think that, first of all, they're far more in tune to their bodies. They are clearly closer in relationships to each other personally with other women, so there's a lot more dialogue there.
Right.
And then probably the one thing that I think society loses track of is that, and I see it, and of course I filmed a great deal of it, is caregiving. You know, women go into their aging years not alone. They end up having to caregive. If their husbands are older and they're taking care of their husbands, their mothers, their fathers. We're living longer now, so their mothers and fathers are living in their 90s and 100s, so now they're taking care of them, you know, and at the same process trying to take care of themselves. So, I mean, I walked away really, I mean, I always had a great deal of, obviously, respect for women and so on, but now I really walk through, I think, feeling much stronger about, you know, just how the female species has to do so much as they age in the process. The guys, I don't want to say we have it easy, but we definitely have it easier.
And you were talking, too, about having discussions, women having discussions about aging, and in Embrace of Aging is the name of the special that begins today, the female perspective on growing old. But in this clip, you've got, I think, a couple of women talking about this particular subject with one another.
I don't believe in thinking about age. I believe in living now. That's what's important.
We have a great saying in French that life starts at 50, and I really believe in it. So maybe it helps me.
Retiring implies that somehow or another you're going to stop doing a whole lot of things. But I think part of a successful retirement is that you continue to have a lot of things that you do. You know, you continue to have the ability to multitask.
And I think today, the very first segment of the special, Keith Famey, centers around, what, one question? How old are you?
You know, when we started the production on this, I think, you know, everyone that knew I did the men's series, you know, the question was, well, how are you going to handle the age issue? I said, what do you mean? How are you going to handle talking about that?
Right.
I said, I'm going to talk about it. I mean, we got to ask the question. So, I mean, I have to know, how old are you? And I have to be, you know, up front, how old are you and how do you feel about it? So, yes, the opening segment of the first episode is rather funny because the question of how old are you, some will answer it, some will say they lie, some will say it's none of your business. You know, some will say it's just a number. So it's interesting to see how women come to grips with that. But I think that more importantly is the characters that we were fortunate to film with. You watch them develop throughout the whole series, and you watch their thoughts and their process and their own aging process. And that last woman you just heard, by the way, is Dr. Barbara Ross Lee. She's the Dean of Gerontology for the New York Institute of Technology. Her sister is Dinah Ross.
Really?
So, I mean, yeah, she's great. I mean, Dr. Ross Lee is really fantastic in the film. And, you know, her husband has Alzheimer's, so she's struggling with that, but very insightful. Then the other woman, the first woman you heard, is a 95-year-old yoga teacher. And I'm telling you, she's not only practicing, she teaches yoga. You know, we sat in the class filming like, you've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. Now I really feel lazy.
Right. And very quickly here, too, you're talking about crisscrossing the country in spending, I think, 2 years, Keith Famey, putting this special that begins this afternoon on Channel 56 at 2:30. You spent some time over there with breast cancer survivors from Gilda's Club of Metro Detroit talking about their experiencing.
Talking about sisterhood. You know, I wanted to do an episode on sisterhood and what sisterhood means and the value of sisterhood. Then I started realizing that women are obviously they have close relationships and social connections, but when women go through cancer issues, especially breast cancer, ovarian cancer, that sisterhood ramp goes way up, and they have these, you know, Gilda's Club was a perfect example. It was ground zero of sisterhood. I was still touched by what they do there, but it was so wonderful to see these women who didn't know each other, who came together, who met through Gilda's Club, through the process of what they're doing with dealing with the cancer, and how close those relationships are that will last now for a lifetime.
All right, this afternoon, take a peek, halftime of the Lions-Minnesota game especially. But women...
Or DVR it, right?
Embrace of Aging, Female Perspective of Growing Old, from Keith Famey. The statistic is that by, 2050, the population experts will predict that 89 million Americans will be 65 years of age or older. So get in early. Keith, always good talking with you. And we'll,
thank you, Warren.
Talk again through the course of this 13-episode series that begins 56, Channel 56, this afternoon.